Okay, we're embarking on part two of the Baal Talmud in the second half of the Siman. The first half and the second half, this is a turning point, is that the first half structured outline the dinim of Baal Talmud, the Agdaras of Baal Talmud, but the second half primarily is going to discuss heterim, different exceptions to the rule. Until now we had the rule was there's two lavim and an asay, and now we're going to have a bunch of exceptions to the rule, numerous exceptions to the rule. All right, we're up to Sif Zayin. If someone tells the shliach, "Tei v'schor li poyalim," I don't hire the poyal directly. He sends the shliach to hire a poyal. V'sakram, and he hires them. V'amar lahem, and the shliach tells the workers, "Schar kama balabai. Your schar, don't look for me. It's the schar, your payment's going to be paid by Reuven. Reuven the balabai is going to pay you." Ein shum echad mem oivah baal talmud. Neither party is of a baal talmud. Not the mishaleach, namely the baal habayis, and not the shliach. The shliach is not oivah because, look, he's not obligated to pay. He's only doing a shlichus of the mishaleach. Mishaleach is not mechuyev to pay. This is a special heta that when you send a shliach to hire somebody, you don't have the chiyuvim of baal talmud. We're going to discuss in Mitzvah Shem why, but this is a major, major heta. Could be it's a downfall, so you lose out the assay. But the major heta that you don't have, it's a baal talmud. The Gemara actually, our Moroim who had this minig, they were so scared that they're not going to be able to pay on time. They might miss it. They might have a proper fund. Something might they might forget, and they were scared to enter to be nichnas into such a suffix that they're going to be in a position that they might be over alav. So what they used to do is bedavka. They used to hire poyalim with a shliach. Anytime you need a poyal, let me know, and I'll be your shliach. Anytime I need a poyal, you'll be my shliach. And that was like the deal they had with each other. And like this, they avoided any dinim of baal talmud. But I'm going to get to it. But excellent kasha. At the same time that they avoided being over baal talmud, the lav, but unfortunately, seemingly according to the chidah, they also lost the assay as well. It means they don't have the opportunity to do mekayim assay. The dinim about talim, the lavim, and the assay are only applicable if you hire the poyal directly, and not through a shliach. And we're going to discuss different type of shluchim. He mentioned a wife. We'll discuss that. I just want to continue through the sif, and then we'll get back to it. So nachem al oimel shlucha tzei v'skar li poyalim v'sakram v'amalem tzcharkam abalabais. And the shliach told the workers, you should know, you can go to payment to the balabais. Ein shum mechem em oivah baal talmud. Omiyu, however, even though there's no dinam baal talmud, and like we said, there's not even an essay, still balabais oivah mishum al toimel reyecha leich v'shoiv. That's an issa derabbanan, it's in Tanakh, al toimel reyecha leich v'shoiv, that you're now allowed to pay off, delay payment. You can't just keep on pushing the guy and dragging the guy a cup. Oh, I'll pay you tomorrow, I'll pay you tomorrow. It's not the lav and the assay, but it's a new problem, it's a derabbanan. And this is applicable even though you hired Aidei Shliach. This Aidei Shliach only gets you out of the chiyuvei deraisa, but you still have leich v'shoiv. Now, when do you have leich v'shoiv? Zokta mechaba, providing an einu tarud. If you're not busy, or mechaven l'tchayzim. If you're not busy and you're not trying to bedafka push them off, if you're not busy, or mechaven l'tchayzim, and you have intention to push them off, that's when you have leich v'shoiv. But if you're busy, I mean, the reason why I'm telling come back tomorrow is because I'm too busy to pay you today, then I'm not over the issur. It's only if I'm using this, I really have the time, and let's say if I would be the worker, I would find the time to make sure I get the payment, but for you, come back tomorrow, that's when there's a problem of leich v'shoiv. But if the person is truthfully busy, and he doesn't have the time, then einu chanami, he will not be over this din of leich v'shoiv. Now, for the lav and the essay, busy is not an excuse. So the lav and the assay, you better make sure that you have payment. Not only that, you better make sure that you have payment before you even start. The chinuch says you shouldn't hire a worker unless you have payment already, funds available, so at the time there comes time for payment, you'll have where to pay from. Now, I can't tell you that's a chiyuv, but he says that's what you should do. The Chofetz Chaim discusses that if you have the funds and you spend the funds, and now you don't have the funds yet, then you're going to be over the horizon. But by the Rabbanan, this al tayma l'recha leich v'shoiv, that's only if you're intentionally pushing the guy off, you're being lax about it. So then you have the problem. If you're not, you're sincere about it, and you take this for real, you really want to pay him, you just don't have the opportunity, then you won't be over this Rabbanan.
What's the right thing on the
If I had the funds, in a normal case, not by a shliach, in the regular case of al tolan, if I have the funds and I spend it,
you don't have the funds,
we're going to see. We'll see. It's an economy. I told you something that you don't have enough information to appreciate in the time. All right, let's continue and we'll get back to more examples. Now, this going back to the Shliach case, he's acting on behalf of the Mashalech. The Mashalech needs his lawn mowed, and he tells his friend, do me a favor, call a lawn mower, and he calls him. So now, if he doesn't tell the poyel, even though the shliach didn't specifically tell the worker you could expect me to pay you, I just hired the worker, I didn't say who's going to pay you, and the skarim stam, he just hired them stam, who chayiv b'skarim, the worker is chayiv to pay. The fikach, who oiv mishum batalman, the worker will be oiv mishum batalman. If he tells the guy, look, don't expect payment from me, it's from the balabais, then I'm a shliach. But and I won't have a problem because I'm not obligated to pay, and that guy's not going to have a problem because he did a day shliach. But if he expects me to pay because I hired him stam and he assumes that it's my malacha that's being done and he expects to get payment from me, I have an obligation to pay him, and if I don't, I will be over baltalman. If he knows that this house belongs to Pliny, it's Reuven says, it's not your house, so he asked me to mow the lawn. I know it's not your lawn, I know it's him, so I expect the balabas to pay me. So then that's as if I said lahed, the shliach said lahed, expect the balabas to pay. See the variables, it's really not our inyan. It's really an inyan later on to know who is obligated to pay. But once we can establish who's obligated to pay, that's when we'll know how the Baal Talon kicks in. If the Shliach is obligated to pay, then he has a Baal Talon. If the Mishaleach is obligated to pay, then neither have a Baal Talon. Not the Shliach nor the Mishaleach. Good question. We'll hopefully get to it, but it's an excellent question. Okay, now let's try to dissect this a little bit. What's the reason why when you hire somebody a day shliach, there's no Baal Talon? The Gemara, good, but how does the Gemara know that? This is a $1 million question. I would say this is the hardest problem in the whole Baal Talon. Where does this come from? And the Rishonim are already bothered by the problem. The Tosfos Rid says, Svara, he says, that if you're not being hired directly from the Baal Avos, you're not really saying with that you're going to get paid on time. We're going to learn, Yet Hashem, that if you make up to be paid later or you expect to be paid later, Baal Talon doesn't kick in. So if someone hires me, I day shliach, I never spoke to the Baal Avos personally, I don't expect the payment to be too swift because, you know, we have a middleman in the way. The process is not going to work on time. So that's the taste of the Ritzvara. As long as there's a middleman, I don't expect payment right away. That's a Svara. Yeah, I've had it. That's the kash. $1 million kash. Why am I shluchim shaladim kumaisai? So Tzvi says that the poel expects a delayed payment. Others say different lashonis. There's a Erech Shai once, and the Rishash says it's mili lo mimserim l'shliach. The concept you only could send the shliach to perform a mitzvah. So you can't send the shliach to pass along a divur, to just give over words. So if I'm sending a shliach to hire somebody, what is he doing? He's just asking, it's only words, so this milam lam shliach. It's difficult concepts. I personally like, the best is a meshe chokma, he dashes the pasuk, but at least it's the simplest. It says, v'osala pula socher itcha, and he's medayik in the Targum Munklis, that pula socher itcha means socher itcha, that was hired by you. Because he's medayik in the pasuk. Grammatically, it should have been v'osalin, Losolin itcha pula socher, and it says losolin pula socher itcha is losolin or pula? Which pula? If it was a socher itcha pula, if it was a pula that was hired by you, that's where the law of losolin applies. That's the easiest that the gzeiros are kosher. Now, we don't find exceptions in Shulchan Aruch. We don't find exceptions in the early Peskim. But we can start clearing a bunch of chakiris. One is like was mentioned. What happens if the shliach is from the poyel shliach? I mean, if you hire a day shliach, that's a gemara. If the balabas sent the shliach to hire someone, that's the gemara. But what happens if the poyel has an agency? The secretary takes the calls, and you know, let's say it's a plumber. You want to book a plumber, and he has a secretary on call, and the secretary, sure, you know, we'll book you for tomorrow. You never spoke directly to the plumber. So then, is that the same heta that was done the day shliach? Is the secretary, albeit the poyel secretary, but there's some middleman involved? Sorry.
Babysitter's mother.
Good.
The second sheet has to
consult the lease. Mili la mimserim l'shliach. It's a difficult concept. It means that you can't create a shliach on a dibur. You can create a shliach on a matzah. I could ask him to buy something. I could ask him to sell something. I could ask him to make a kedushin, make a gerushin. But to ask him to just give over words, that's not a shliach.
It's not a dibur with masi in this case?
It's not a matzah. He's making.
He's making a contract, but they say that the kinyan of poyolim, which is really not for now, but the kinyan of poyolim doesn't happen until there's a haskalas malacha. He actually has to start the work, or you actually do a maitha kinyan with him. That I didn't do. I just hired her. I said, you know, please come to my house tomorrow and do a job. So since all I did was a dibur, they want to say that's why it felt there's no maitha shlichus. Other rishonim say, other svaris, difficult concepts. Like this.
Question.
First, where does the dibur get involved here? Isn't this strictly a work done and you have to pay for the work? So what's the difference? Does the secretary say, what fellas start work? What if they
no, I'm paying him, not for the work. I'm paying him for the work that was done. But the work was done. How? What was the upmach? What was the agreement to have that work?
If there's no upmach, then that's it. Then he can't hold me responsible. I didn't hire him. If I didn't hire him, then it's not a problem. Now, I might have to pay him, like, to pay a nana. We'll take it to the extreme. Someone comes and does a malacha for me, provides me with a service that I did not ask for. Okay? So in that case, there's a Piskei Teshuva, early on, not here, but the Piskei Teshuva, I believe it's in Peites. The Piskei Teshuva says that our Piskei Teshuva, Sifkan Hages, and Ramas to look over there. But he just says over there, he says, no, you will not be over Baal Talmud. You have a chiv to pay me, dinanim, dinyarid, whatever it is. But it's not a schiris obligation because I never hired the guy. If I didn't hire the guy, the obligation is not midin schiris. Now midin schiris, you can have baal talmud. Just like we mentioned before, if it's midin mechiris, there's no baal talmud. If it's not a schiris type of obligation, there's no baal talmud. So to hear, if the shlichus doesn't work for some reason, then he's working on his own. So yes, I have to pay him, but no, he's not a real relationship, employee-employee relationship.
How often are you
over
on Leich
B'Shoiv?
Every time the guy...
Every Leich B'Shoiv, every day, it's constant.
Is it, or is it every day, even if you only...
And the person say it's a constant issue. It's not... If he wants payment, and every time I delay, every day, another day went by, can't tell you if it's every second, every minute, every hour.
No.
The fact that he delays payment, the guy is expecting to be paid.
He puts the call to reject the call.
Right, so it could be even if he doesn't even make the call. The idea is that if you're delaying payment willingly, knowingly you're delaying payment, you have a Leich B'Shoiv. And the Maccabi just says that you have the Leich B'Shoiv, but I'll be honest with you, it's you know, for me soon, we always have to, we're Yidden, we have to deal with Halacha, but in Metzias, which is always, you know, the punishment always sends a message as well, the Gemara in Sukkah says, it's Koftes on the base, that when you hire a worker, you look in Rashi's chat over there, and you tack a Leich B'Shoiv, you delay payment, this cost of it is Mismoititin, Yerid Latinyan. It means your assets, whatever job you did, is going to go down. It's like a concept of a star. So everyone, I think it's so famous already, when you have a shatkin, let's say for a shidduch, and you don't satisfy the shatkin, it's you do a maisa, nach maisa, nach maisa, the gedayim have it, the poiskim have it, the tshuvas have it, is that there will be a problem in that shalom bayis or having children. It means if the mekach that the sarsa provided was a marriage, and the fruit of the marriage is shalom bayis and children, you will see a problem with the children or the shalom bayis if you don't satisfy the shatkin. And similarly to anything, if you have a business deal and you don't satisfy the sarsa, a broker, and you don't pay him properly, you will see, you will have tzaris with that business deal. It's a haftacha, it's a gzeis kachom, and they said, nekosav yad letimoyin. So too, in that same Gemara, it says, if you have a worker, and Rashi explains, and you delay payment, you're going to have that problem as well. And as Mashar points out over there, that's the Gavi or Baal Talmud. Not only did the Rabbanan, a regular Baal Talmud also. If you don't pay on time, you're going to have a problem that you're going to see. You're not going to be as successful in the deal. You want to have success. The key to success is make sure to satisfy everyone who's involved in the deal. To pay. What does the shatkin do?
No,
Mashadik
no, when is it due?
Oh, when is it due? When is the shatkin payment due? So the Paiskin discuss when is the uftu of his malacha? Is it the engagement? Is it the chasana? Many hold it's the chasana. So then maybe you won't be able to tell until you get to the chasana. The minig is clearly to pay before the chasana. So again, it might be like rent that we pay early. So yes, you would have to pay early, but no, there might not be able to tell until the chasana comes to that.
Kind of
you want it?
No,
that's a debatable point. You know, even if, first of all, sometimes I send the shatkin, but secondly, even if the shatkin initiated the process, there was an upmark, there is a minig of what, and you know, should I read your daughter to Yanko's son? Yes. So I told you, yes, read the daughter to Yanko's son. So that, it's just like I say, should I paint your house? And I say, yes, paint my house. So even if I didn't make a price with you, but yes, at that point when I said yes, I confirmed it. There was a schir. It's different than the person does things behind my back and paints my...
No amount.
Sorry?
No amount.
So that's api halacha is whatever the minig is in the mokum. You have to pay that. Minig might be debased on how wealthy the parties are, but yes, it's definitely a minimum. I don't know what it is here, but in like in our area in Lakewood, I think it's a minimum. It's $1,000. But yes, there's a minimum involved that you have to pay a shotgun. At least that you're going to have to pay. I'm talking about Lakewood, yes. And Borough Park, again, I call it the Ashra. All right. Now let's talk about different types of...
I don't like to write that, but what happens if you do melacha? Does the melacha properly, but by doing that melacha, he damaged something when you have on your property, or you in business? Can you all the payment, conditional to repair, or you have to pay? It's an excellent question. I'd rather not get into it. It's an excellent question. It's a problematic. I mean, you tell me I have a chiz, but he owes me money for a hezek.
It gets very sticky because you're never going to know exactly how much the hezek is. So if you hold back even one penny more than what the hezek is, then for sure you're even isma. That's not even a shayla. So it gets very sticky. Now for the hezek itself, you want to say you want to be toughest because he owes you money. It's debatable, and I'd rather not get into it. But at least you should know you hold back one more penny, you're zikha even. All right. Now what type of shluchim are we talking about? So you mentioned what about an isha? So the bir alaka entertained ishta kagufay. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Lahedi ishta kagufa, if your wife hires somebody, yes, the dinam abatolon are applicable to you as well. But if you'll have a real shlich who does it, you don't have a problem. Whatever, you have an apotropos, a manager of a company. He has the ability, he has the authority to hire as he wishes. He's hiring for you, but that's a job. He's your manager. Will that be a het abatolon? Maybe he should have the abatolon. He's the one who cuts the check. We never talk to the owner of the company anyway. The manager runs the whole operation. Who's going to have, with anybody, a baltolin? The Abbas Chesed, the Chofetz Chaim, says that an apotropos does have a chiv, a baltolin. I mean, if he's the manager, if he's the one who's cutting the paycheck, if you have a bookkeeper who also does the hiring as well, yes, then that person's going to have an issa baltolin. That's the Chofetz Chaim shita. Just to apply, let's go to an example. You have a manal of a yeshiva, and hires the rebbe. The manal is responsible to meet the paycheck, to deliver payment, and therefore the manal, according to the Chofetz Chaim, will be yoiv about tolin, not paying the malamdim on time. That's according to the Chofetz Chaim. There's a Mishnah Rabbarin who says a beautiful swara, but he's at odds with the Chofetz Chaim. He doesn't mention the Chofetz Chaim.
Goes back to the administration. The principal has leeway to hire.
And but who cuts the check? If the principal cuts...
No, the administrator.
No, I wasn't talking about... You're right. But if the person who hires is the one who cuts the check, he's doing both parts of the thing. So he did the direct hiring, and he's supposed to be the one who's paying. At that point in time, there will be a baltolin on him. That's according to the Chofetz Chaim. The Mishnah Rabbanan says a beautiful, beautiful chilek. But again, he's at odds with the Chofetz Chaim, and he doesn't mention the Chofetz Chaim. He says that the Pasuk says, "L'tzalim pula tzachar itcher." You're withholding his payment. So Bishwaima, if it's your money and you're withholding payment, that's considered withholding. You are deriving pleasure from your money by not sharing it with your poyel. But if it's a manal of a yeshiva, let's say, even though he's the one who even signs the check, but not paying, yet paying, he's not going to be any richer because it's either the kupa tzedakah, the yeshiva has the money or the poyel has the money, but he's not deriving any pleasure from the money. He says, how is that l'salam pula tzachar itcher? It's not by you. It's not, you're not withholding it. How could you be over the lot? That's one story he says. Another story he says is, what would happen, he says, he uses this as a litmus test. What would happen if now the manal is fired? In the middle of the year is fired. We get a new manal. Who has to meet the check? The old manal has to pay the malamdim, or now the new manal is going to cut the check, because it's not the manal who's a akroi, it's the yeshiva who's a akroi. So he says, the fact that he cuts the check is one of his jobs, one of his obligations to the yeshiva, but he is just representing the yeshiva. The arai, if he leaves the yeshiva, he's not responsible. So he says, that ultimately, that is proof that he's ultimately not liable for payment, so how could he be over baltolin? Those are his two svaras, and therefore he suggests in these types of situations, there will not be a baltolin. But like I say, the Chofetz Chaim says explicitly that in such a case, there will still be baltolin. We have in America, I don't know how it works here, but in corporations, even if it's a corporation, the law is that the board of directors, or they are a board of directors, they don't even have a share in the company, but if they hire poyelim on the job, and it goes bankrupt, they have to shell the money out of their pocket. It's a safety measure they did to protect the poyelim, that people shouldn't take advantage of poyelim, seeing that we're about to go bankrupt, but, you know, who cares? Let's try. There's a one in a million the company will survive. So let me just buy the firm. I go bankrupt. It's their loss. I'm not going to lose anything out of it anyway. So they made a law that in certain situations, the board of directors are personally liable to meet the paychecks. And in such a case, then you won't, might not have this Mishra Zion second Svara. But I have to say that the consequence is Lahedja, that yes, it will be Oiva
Nisim. If someone is responsible for the payroll and his boss is telling him, I don't want you to come the day of the pay because I don't want to pay the people. Are you aware of this neighbor?
Who is the one who did the hiring? The boss?
The boss, yeah.
No, if the boss hired... So again, you have the head of the Ayyadei Shliach. The only problem is if the same person hiring is the guy who cuts the paycheck. So then you can have the problem. If the boss hires and the bookkeeper...
The action, you're going to cause him to do it. Because if you say, listen, I have to come and pay... they need money.
I know, but if you didn't hire him, then you don't have the Issa Baltalan. And the boss of the net. Sorry?
If he did,
then he has a problem. Only thing is that the boss doesn't want to release the funds. You can't steal from the boss either. So you're in a pickle. So then maybe you're annoying. So like, but we'll see, a head of the Aimloid, you don't have the funds to pay. But typically, if let's say the boss is ready to pay, but you want to go on vacation. And the way you scheduled your vacation day is the day of payday. And you're the bookkeeper, and again, you did the hiring. You're the manager, and just it just worked out for you the way it fit into your schedule to go on vacation then, and you took the leisure, you know, the liberty to go on the vacation and pay that. Yes, you're even.
I'm going to come and thank.
Sorry.
What happens if the manager is a guy? You have, without everything for you.
So I don't know if you can have a shliach ayidei goy. But anyway, if the manager hires, we said ushli because there's no din about talan and the mishalek, so you don't have a problem. That was the halakha. Anytime you hire someone with a shliach, the shliach never is a chray.
Oh.
The question is just on the shliach. Now you can have situations that they are not really considered shlichas. The Chubishai, the Erichai discusses this. A shliach means I ask you to hire somebody for me. It means I give you some leeway, authority, who to hire, how much to pay. You have a decision making, you know, that's your job. You have a responsibility to make some form of a decision. So then you're my shliach. But if I tell you, you know, call Reuven and pay him $10 an hour and schedule him for tomorrow, then you're just a meitzakayf ba'oma. What are you doing? You're a postman. You're delivering a message. That's all you are. I'm really the one hiring him. And therefore, one could argue, I mean, he suggests that, one could argue that's not a tour of a shliach. That's a mamish. You hired him. What happens if you send a fax? You're going to say, well, you didn't hire him directly because it went through the phone lines, and if I send the letter, it went through the postman. I sent the message through the shliach, but I'm the one who hired him directly. I'm the one who created the terms. The shliach is nobody. He has no leeway, he has no authority to make any terms or to choose anybody, so that could be not a, that might not be a hetzer of shlichus. I get, I didn't say for sure, I just said, you know, depending on the tzvaras, depending on the gzeiros hakosos, whatever might be. All right, any other shaylos? Okay, let's move on. Let's go to Sifchet.
But that's the question that I just asked you, the boss who's forcing you. If you know clearly that you're not going to get, let's say, fired because of that, and you see that you could do a peula by telling him, you know, it's not so nice, yeah? Are you mechuyev to do it?
You're the one who's cutting the paycheck?
You're the one who's cutting the paycheck? You're not the one.
And you hired as well?
I'm sorry?
You hired as well?
No, I signed. I just made the paycheck and I signed.
So you don't have the chuyev, it's the boss is headache.
He's
going to be over.
Yeah.
I hear. If the board's going to have it, so maybe you should, like any person who is in the position. Not if naive, no. There's no if naive. If naive is only if you provided something, you didn't provide them. Forget it. He's the one who's stopping you from paying. But like any person who's doing an avera, you're supposed to try to convince the person not to do the avera. Explain to him the chayma adava, and if he'll realize what's involved, he likely will pay. But yes, that is like an obligation. I see you doing an aveira, a different aveira, even I'm not your boss. I see that you're supposed to pay a pile and you don't pay. I'm also supposed to go over to you and explain to you what's going on. All right, let's move on to halakha ked. Oves manoi, if the time passed, means we know it's at the end of the period, the end of either Tzeitz HaKochavim or Amud HaShachar, that's when you're supposed to pay, you missed the time. Ein bala bayis oivim mishum batalan. Thereafter, the bala bayis is no longer oivim batalan. If he missed the time, so the first time Itake has a batalan, one lav, one asay, but afterwards, there's no longer a batalan. Umekomokim chayv litin lemayad, but he's still mechuyv to give immediately. Ubechol eis, sheyisha, every second, every time that he delays, oivim alav shodavreim, the dirabanan, shenem al temel rech alech veshoy. That Rabbanan, you can never get out of that Rabbanan. That Rabbanan is always there. But the Daraita only kicks in that one time. Now what happens if you can have examples, like we're going to learn Mi'at Hashem in the next Sifim, that you're not over Daraita by the first time because you didn't have the money, or because you made up a later payment, or whatever it is. Once you pass the time, and you don't have the lav, you don't have the say, it doesn't kick in later on. I mean, there's a one-time opportunity for the lav and the say. Either you got it, you don't have it, but thereafter, all you're left with is a Darabanan of Lech Vishoy.
Why is
the Daraita
only one
time? Sorry?
Why is the
Daraita only one time? That's the Pasuk. I did that. I did it Avreka. Now that's it. Chatas Yavisi Peshat. I'm not doing another Zolim, that's it. It's a one-time Zolim that I did. Now, I'm just delaying payment. It's Taka Navlo, and it's Taka Darabonim, but nevertheless, it's not going to be another Lav in another thing. Well, we're talking about a case where he wants to get paid, right? And you're delaying payment. Every second that you're willingly delaying payment, you have a lech v'shoy. It means you're delaying payment. He doesn't have to come and call you up every single second. He wants payment. And as you delay that payment, you're over. And it says, b'chol eith. I can't tell you how every nanosecond. I can't tell you how it works. But yes, you're over constantly this derabanan of lech v'shoy. You do have an obligation to pay him as soon as possible. And, you know, when we say before, if you're tired, you have a way out, the tirda has to be a real tirda. It doesn't mean, like, you know, someone said over from Rabbi Yoshev, you know, I'm busy, let's say we're talking about a younger man, I have seder now. It's very nice to have seder, but that's not an excuse. The Chayyadim, it was the Arizal, rather, it stems from the Arizal, but the Chayyadim in his tava tells the children, and this is pretty steep, if you have to daven mincha, don't daven mincha. Make sure you pay the boil. Means, the tired real... But you're talking about the rice, that's great, he was talking about the rice. But we're talking about something serious. It's not, you know, if it's convenient and it's accommodated, oh, you know, I'll try to pay you the payah. No, we're talking about that you have a mitzvah to say the rice and I say it, and you got to find a way to pay. The Rizal was known that he would never daven mincha before he paid his payah. He said, how can I stand before God's Baruch Hu if I have payah sitting on my head? I can't. I should come before him. They're sitting on me. I can't do that. I will never be accepted in Palton Shemelach, whatever. I'll never get there. So I have to pay the payah.
You have a Shemelach for your commission. There's no real set time on the pay the commission.
Why not?
Why not?
I know commissions per job.
Because let's say he's selling for, you know.
To say that it's not like a one-time thing. He can't do the sales. So whenever you make, how often did you tell him you're going to make a judgment?
Right.
For that once a month.
Sometimes, like the people that he sold to didn't pay, so you don't really have to pay him because they didn't pay him.
Is that what you made up with him?
You didn't make up anything.
I don't know, just because you didn't receive the funds, that means you're not obligated to pay the person who's working on...
But ultimately, they don't pay, you're not obligated.
Oh, that's understanding?
Depends. There are many companies.
No, there was a sale, but he didn't pay.
It worked differently.
You know, again, if that's the case, I hear.
There's nothing made up, nothing in writing as well.
So you might have the next halakha about when there's no zman. You might avoid the holy zirim. Atamul rekolek v'shev is everywhere. Atamul rekolek v'shev God is even by a hava. You have money, you borrowed money and you didn't pay, you also have something to recollect for sure. It's a general halacha for any time you withhold payment when you're obligated to pay. That's across the board. Sorry? No, Nedarim is not. Nedarim is not. It's taking a problem. Yeah, but it's not that. I don't like collect Vashavit when you have Larek, when you have a Benon al Chaver responsibility. All right, let's move on to Sif Tet. Soker Shemakib the Balabayis. A soker that realizes he's Makib the Balabayis. Shein Dark Elias Beyond the Mois. He doesn't have cash. Ela Beyoy Mashuk. Until every once in a while he gets a windfall, it's a yemeshuk, he goes to the market and he's able to sell off his goods, that's when he raises capital. And it's understood, the shteg of the business, that the custom is that he doesn't pay till he makes those sales. Ain't oiva b'bal talan. He's not oiva b'bal talan. Now, the Makabit is not even about something, even if he actually has the money. But because typically he doesn't pay till the Yemeshuk, so even though this time he has money readily available, still it was understood when you were hired, there's like an implicit understanding that you're not going to get payment till the Yemeshuk. When we Yemeshuk Ve'elek, and once the Yom HaShoek passes, and Einu Noitin Loi Oivim Mishum Atayim Alarecha Lekvishayit. You'll have Atayim Alarecha, but you won't have Baal Tolin. Because it's again the same principle. You only have a one-time opportunity to have a Baal Tolin. Either you have it or you miss it, but that's it. If you're not Mechuyiv because you made up or it's understood that you're going to be paying late, so that's it. Now once you get the money later on, you're still not going to have a Din HaBaal Tolin, because the man where the Chiyuvim kicked in no longer applies. That's man in the past. V'hu adin Zakter Ramah.
We're saying here again that even though normally that you only pay Yom HaShuk, there's no Baal Tolin. It's just saying, let's say Yom HaShuk, they pay 30th in the morning. 30th day in the morning. There's no Baal Tolin until at night. At night, there's no Baal Tolin.
No, if it's Yom HaShoek, I don't have a Baal Tolin at all. I mean, till the Yom HaShoek, I have no Baal Tolin, and after the Yom HaShoek, I only have Baal Tolin L'Recha Lech V'Shoek. Baal Tolin passed, because the job was completed today, so really I'm supposed to pay him today. But there's an understanding that he doesn't expect payment to a later date. So that's it. Baal Tolin is finished.
You hire a plumber, okay, from a plumbing company. It's normally he gets 30 days.
To pay?
You don't have Baal Tolin at night?
He expects payment only 30 days later?
Yeah, but the normal thing is you pay the company 30 days. I'm not confused this here. So you pay the company.
First of all, you have a company issue that we mentioned before, but if it's normally that you're allowed to pay 30 days later, so then you won't be able to Baal Tolin.
At 31,
they
won't be able to
Baal Tolin. You have a Baal Tolin Lech V'Shoev, but you might not have a Baal Tolin. There is a difference. I'll get back to it, but let me first get to Ramah. I'm going to get back to it. I'll try to be clearer. Let me just finish Ramah. We'll understand a little better. People raise this in the first half, these type of cases, that they don't bill. They have to create an invoice. They have to cashman the hours, a lawyer, an accountant. Yeah, I made up to pay him per hour, but I have no idea how many hours he spends. I'm waiting for the bill. So therefore, and it's understood, no one's paying till he gets the bill. You're not going to be over until you get the bill. That means that if he gives you the bill, so yes, once you got the bill, now you're going to have a Baal Tolin. But if he first gives you the bill, which is usually the case, at a later date, then you'll never be over Baal Tolin. Because today I couldn't pay because it's understood I'm not paying until I get the bill. And later on I'm not over because that's not when you completed the job. You completed the job today. What I'll be left with is only Atayim Alarech or Lech V'Shoev. I'll be left with a Derabbanon, but I won't have the opportunity for Deraisa.
We said before that it was dependent on time, right? How come in the case when there is a custom to be paid, let's say, the day of the shuk, even if you have the money, it's not going with time? It's working with the...
Well, the time is the time that we made up. If there's a built-in inherent mechila that you don't expect payment until later on, so you can't force payment today. Let's say you're in Choshen Mishpat. Forget about Dom. You want to force me to pay you today. If we made up, or the minig is, I don't pay you to the Yom HaShuk, I don't have to pay you today. So if I don't have to pay you today, how could I have a Baal Tolin?
Let's say you set up the price of prop, but you put condition up to receive an invoice. But you know the price, it's $1,000 for the job.
But you put a condition on that until you get an invoice and not paying?
You're going to have to give me an invoice. You tell him, you're going to have to...
Like, really tell him or afterwards you tell him?
No, you told him up front. I will need an invoice to pay you.
I'll need an invoice to pay?
Condition.
Fine, if you made up that until...
Yes, you can provide the invoice after, and you still have to pay him right away.
If you just say, I need an invoice later for my record, but so that's not going to absolve you from the dinner.
I'm going to need an invoice.
That might not do it. But if you tell them, I need an invoice to pay because of my bookkeeper, the way my company's structured, I can't cut a check unless there's an invoice. So we made up like that, so then it's the same thing. We made up that I'm not paying you until you get the invoice. I made up with you, I'm not paying you until the Yom HaShoek. So if I don't get the invoice by the Yom, that's it, I'm fine.
The case with the derech is to pay the Yom HaShoek. Right? If I pay on time, but I get an interest that day.
That day. That the Achreinim discussed, you should know. The Achreinim discussed, they're trying to be Mandaik in the Ritva. It, Lagabi, the next halach and Sif Yud, really, about if he's not Tevei you. Let's leave it for there and we'll discuss. But yes, you might have lost the essay as well.
When is the latest person can pay when he receives an invoice? An invoice?
Does
he have to pay right away?
Yeah, then he's mechuyev, whatever the noig is, but according to the mechaba, yes, he is mechuyev to pay. He's mechuyev to pay right away when he gets the invoice. He can't delay payment. But if the noig is that you allow 30 days for payment, or whatever it is, whatever the minig is, but in absence of a minig, yes, the second he gets the bill, he's mechuyev to pay with the rabbonin,
atayim alarecha lech v'shoev.
If he has the money. We're going to see the next halakha. No, we're going to see the next halakha.
From a practical point of view, this, the whole halakha of Baal Tolin won't happen that much with employees. Because you don't usually, the employee doesn't finish working today and you give him payment today. You always...
Okay, good. So that's what I wanted to get back to make it clear. You had a problem as well. The noyig of Shabbat, when you have a company, a real company, they cut paychecks. Either they'll cut the paycheck the first of the month for last month, or they'll cut a paycheck, let's say, the Monday for the prior 2 weeks, you know, but not including Monday. So they're always giving you a delayed payment. They're making up with you, the payment's going to be a delayed payment. So till that delayed payment means till the Monday or till the first of the month, for sure you have no problem. Some suggest, even though Lechrei the Makabe seems otherwise, some want to be Makalik, that, but at least from Monday and on, there will be a Baal Talan. Or from the first of the month and on, there will be. They want to say it's different than Yom HaShuk, that there was really no time. It was not a specific, concrete date. It's, you know, the Yom HaShuk, whenever you raise capital. But if I tell you Lehedi, the payday is the first of the month, so they want to say that is now, I could reconvey a new day, even though because the Torah says, "Skis Mishtan Lemes Lebesayif." If you would like to structure it differently and say, "Oh no, now the payment is going to be the sixth of the month or the first of the month, whatever it is," so that now became the new payday, and I'll be over Bartolim thereafter. But it's definitely not Muslim.
So you're talking about where Amish Lozol Lebesayif, and now you're paying it clear.
And I'm paying even further. No, I'm paying even further. It means for the prior 2 weeks, every 2 weeks you're employed, you expect payment the following Monday.
That's correct.
So
right away, there's no more part told.
So till Monday for sure you don't have a problem. After Monday is a shiloh amongst the Achronim. Seemingly the Mashmoy to Makaba Lukai, that should be just like Yemeshuk and you should be off the hook. It's just a Shav Lake Vashoif. And then also you lost the mitzvah, I say, as well. You lost that opportunity. But again, there are Paiskim, I think Rav Sternberg, there are Paiskim would like to say, based on the Meiri, that you could create a new payday, and if you created that payday, then from that's when Baal Talan will kick in. So if you created the payday the following Monday, yes, till Monday you're fine, but once Monday passes, you have a Baal Talan.
You know, the work was finished already.
Correct. But I made up that is going to be payday. Again, I it's not Muskum, but it's definitely a Shalom amongst the Akronim.
At the end of the week, right? At least you have a Baal Talan on the Friday. You pay the end of the week for the whole week. This for the Friday you have a
Baal Talan? You paid on Friday, you think?
You paid on Friday for the whole week. So you're saying you've come in since.
No, paid on Friday for the whole week, I have no problem, because it includes Friday, so that's Mishlemus Lebesayif.
You're paying on Friday, you have a Baal Talan. Anyway, it's delayed for Monday, right? But at least for the Friday, you'll be have a Baal Talan, if you don't pay on Friday.
When did you make up with him? When is payday?
Weekly.
But when is that payday? Friday or Monday? Friday? So that's it. Then you're over Baal Talan for the whole week on Friday.
Then you are.
Yeah, I'm talking about where you're only going to pay for this week, the following week. I make up, I'm not paying you on Friday. I'm not going to pay you during this week. I'm going to Dafka pay you later. I'm going to Dafka pay you next week or next month. There's no Baal Talan till payday, till this new payday, and thereafter the Machlokes Achronim. But till then, you zicha safe. But if you make up, which is very often as well, that we make up, at the end of the week, you can expect a paycheck before the weekend, and it's for that week, yes, then there will be a Baal Talan and a Mitzvah Zasei at the end of that week.
For the whole week.
That was the slot. Just like we had in Sifei, you have a Schir, Shabbos, Schir, Chodesh, you made for that slot, for that weekly payment, is at the end of the week. And that's at the end of his job. Before he leaves, he should pick up the paycheck. If he doesn't have it, you're going to yell for Baal Talan.
Where does it make a difference if you have an annual contract? They just say, let's say, a teacher, he's 20 pays, not necessarily working equal amounts of time. So does it come up to if you're still going to get a paycheck?
Well, there's a Chuvas Tashbas that says even if you hire somebody for the entire year, or if you make a lease for the entire year, but if you make a payment, if you have a payment schedule at the beginning of each month, whatever it is, yes, you'll have a Baal Talan every single payment schedule, every payday. So if I make up with her, I'm paying her every 2 weeks, yes, every 2 weeks there will be a Baal Talan.
You mentioned the paycheck. We discussed before that the paycheck is not with it. You pay him, let's say, it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon, the banks are closed.
We're going to discuss checks in Yad Hashem soon. Just, I know everyone's interested, it's the next halakha. We're almost there. So what could you do? We're going to learn. That's also the next halakha. Okay, so let's do the next halakha and we'll get a lot clearer. Ein balabais over mishum Baal Talan, a balabais is not over Baal Talan, el in kain tavay hasacha. Very important heta. You're only over if he wants payment. If he doesn't want payment, you're not over.
He says
so the Lashon Mechab is tavay, you have to ask. But the Paiskim, the Chofetz Chaim proves that doesn't mean he has to lodge a real, you know, invoice, I want payment. It's if he expects payment, if he wants payment even if it's implicit, if he comes to you, and even if he's too shy to tell you he wants payment, a babysitter child might be too shy, even an employee might be too shy to mun payment, but he wants payment, yes, then you'll be over baltalan. He sends a shliach to notify you that he wants payment. All these things, yes, you'll be over baltalan. It's only if the lack of his tefiah shows that he's not expecting payment or doesn't care for payment, in that case, you will not be over baltalan. So again, it's a major heter. I can't say it's across the board because, like I said, most times they do expect payment. But if you have an industry standard that they're not expecting payment, or you know this person, you know, always extends you credit and is not interested in payment, and he was not to pay you, then you're going to be fine. Or like, for example, just going back to the mikveh case, my pet peeve, in Lakewood, for example, the shtatz mikveh, there are many mikvehs, the most mikvehs are makbed, you have to pay when you dunk, that's when you got to pay. But the Lakewood mikveh, rather the shtatz mikveh, he's bedafka not makbed. He says that he makes more money when he's not makbed because people forget if they did pay or don't pay, and they have to pay twice. So he prefers that they pay later. That's his personal shita, so he's bedafka not makbed. So if he's not makbed, you don't have a problem. But if you know that the person is makbed, then you can have a problem. Sorry?
You don't have to stick for this. We don't have that problem. Is this all about
a
goy? I'm sorry.
We mentioned before that even though the law is not by a goy, but according to many Rishonim, there is an asay by a goy as well. There's still B'yam Mititim's curry. There's no law, there's an asay. There's still the right. All right, let's do Sefiot. Ein balabais even mishum baltalan elim kain tovay asokar. Unless the soccer asks for money or implies that he wants money, means he's not waiving payment. However, loy tavay, but if he was not tavay you, then you're fine. Oy, another major heter, she tavay, he was tavay you, but v'lo hayolay mois, litan loy, you don't have any money to pay him. So that's another major heter. We're going to have to discuss this heter, but the heter is if you have no money to pay him, then you're not over baltalan. Oy, a third heter, shimcheu etzu shukhani litan loy, you send him to someone else to pay. I tell you, you know, do me a favor, collect it from him, he'll pay you, and the poyel accepts, pay, you know, okay, I'm willing to go to him, and this shulchani is willing to pay the poyel, we all agree that he's going to now, from now on, be responsible to pay this poyel, then it's another heter. Let's say, here, I don't think it's applicable, but in America, when you go to a doctor, and you charge it to insurance, and it's, basically what you're doing is, I'm telling you, don't charge me, and you accept insurance, you're masking, go charge my insurance provider. He's willing to cover the cost. So I was just in Cheo, I shifted the responsibility to somebody else, an insurance claim, let's say if you fix a car by a mechanic, which was in an accident, let's say it's covered by insurance, and the way the minig is that he bills, or he's willing to bill the insurance directly, then again, you just imcheyo et social kan, you imcheyo et to somebody else, you just shifted the responsibility, and now you're absolved. You don't have these dinim. So again, if you imcheyo to shulchani litan loy, the kibul alav litan loy, and the shulchani was masking him to give him, ainu oive, you're not going to be oive. I feel ainu balabaisi at shulchani klum, even though the shulchan doesn't owe you anything. But as long as we, all the parties involved, will mask him that now he's responsible, then I'd be fine. If the sucker would like to back out, he sees that the shulchani is a Jacob and he's getting short-ended here, he wants to go back to the Baal HaBayis, so he would rather lack the Shuloy Lakabo Man Shulchani, he doesn't want these terms anymore. Elamir Baal HaBayis, so it's just the other, then he can come back. So now the obligation will be on the Baal HaBayis, he's allowed to come back. But if you were a kinyan, when you didn't make the kinyan with him, go to the shulchan and you made a kinyan, that's as if he was meichu yulahed, or certainly if he was meichu yulahed and said, okay, I'm waiving payment from you, I'm going to him, and even if for some reason, let's say he's delinquent on payment, I'm not going to come back to you, so that's it, I absolved you from payment, so then there's not going to be a problem. Lo yuchalaksaba, you can't come back, and that will be fine. So there are three heterim here. One is leitavai, he wasn't tevea. The second one is lohayil and mois, he didn't have any money. And third one is imcheyot shushukhani. Each heter is a powerful heter, and we have to be magdir. So the first one is, like I said, lohayil doesn't mean that he just didn't show up. Lohayil means that from the fact that he didn't ask for it, implies that he's willing to delay payment. He's not interested in getting payment. But if you know that he wants payment, just couldn't get over to you, then it's fine. Now, lav dafka, you have the responsibility to go to him to pay. The Chofetz Chaim entertains, no, maybe all your responsibility is, call him up and tell him, look, I have money waiting for you. Whenever you want, come pick up your money, and that's fine. then you will makayim what you have to be makayim. You will not be over the lot because you gave him the ability to pick it up. You're not withholding payment. It wasn't pula sacha itcha. You were not withholding payment from him. You're telling him, come pick it up whenever you want. You weren't makayim the asay lachayra because he didn't actually pay him. But you weren't over the lot either because you told him, I'm willing to pay you. It's like a leitava. If he doesn't end up coming, so that's his loss. But I was willing to pay. And now I won't be makayim asay because I didn't go through with the payment, but at least I won't be over the lot. The second answer is lahayla meisleitan. You had no money. Okay, so you had no money. Now the mutum eishias of like a you say the tikkakash. We know that for a lav you mechuyev to give up kol mamona. You can't be, even to be over one lav. A person wants to take away your home and your car and your shirts, everything. You mechuyev to give up kol mamona, not to be over a lav. So he said, what do you mean lahayla meisleitan? He had no money. So now he's potter. Sell his house, give up his house, give up his shirt, give his car, do something, liquidate it after. Those of them put up a sign in yeshiva that you're willing to sell your brand new Lexus for $10. I'm sure someone will buy it. You got $10 right there, and then sell something else. You'll be able to get together money. So what does it mean, lo'ayla mo'is? You have a heta. Sorry?
If you do that, it's a long process.
For $10, you'll sell your Lexus in 3 minutes. 3 minutes. And if it's not 10, make it 5 and you'll have it. So you'll be able to... Sorry? They don't say that. They don't say that. They don't say that. So the Muslim age asks, okay, you have to give up kol mamona. Where's this such a heta? He tries to kvetch that maybe this lav is a lav and nitik lasei, and for lav and nitik lasei, maybe they didn't say you have to give up kol mamona. We said before, early in the first year, that a lav dafka is a lav and nitik lasei. He blushed to it's not a push, it's an etza. Kidego suggests maybe a different etza. Chavez Yoru suggests that maybe a lav shein b'maisi not mechuyev to give a kol mamona. That's also a machlekes rishon, but Rav Ashi, I think it's fakat. It's also problematic. There's a problem here. What's going on? I would like to suggest, and it's not myself, it's others who say this, lav dafka for this kasha, but I think it's a push ateres. And that is, the pasuk says, lo yisalem pula socher itcha. You're not allowed. I wasn't over that. It's yes, maybe if I would sell, I would liquidate my assets, I'd be able to raise the money. That's true, but I'm not mechuyev to do that. Not necessarily. If I'm going to get a loss, who says I have to do that? But you want to know why I wasn't over the lav is because I don't have the money. It's not like, this is not a tur oinis. It's not means really I'm mechuyev to pay it because I don't have money. So I can't. So I have oinis rachmana patches. This is not an oinis. The patur here is learned down from a pasuk. It's all selim pulisach. It has to be itcha for you to be over. If it's not itcha, if it's not by you, you don't have the money, you're not over the lav. So Mamela, I think the whole kasha is a question. What's a kasha? I can sell my ass. I don't have the money. If I don't have the money, I'm not mechuyev to pay you. It's not a tour. The dinim of the Torah would not said only if you withhold payment. If you have money, not paying.
Don't hire it.
Maybe I shouldn't hire him in the beginning. That guy that the chinuch said, if you don't have money initially, you talk, you shouldn't hire the worker.
Sure. I have a tour. All my money's in the bank.
Bank is not a tour. They said that guy is a good point. If you have an access, if someone owes you money and you have the ability to be goyve that money, you have a chiv. The Chazal Chaim says to be goyve the money in order to pay your work. If you have a pekodim by somebody, you have a chiv to pick it up. That is considered yeshlei. Let me explain to you. Let me show you rishonim. There's a chinuch and it's a miyuchas artvo who says. Slightly different lishonis, but the concept is one and the same, is what happens if you have assets that are marketable. It means you're not mechuyev to sell your shirt or your Lexus for $10. That you're not mechuyev to do. It's not imid l'mechira. But let's say you run a grocery and I could be open another 10 minutes and I'll raise enough capital to pay you. So let's say I'm running a grocery and I hired a worker to mop the floors, whatever it was, to fix the shelf in the store. And now I don't have money. The register is empty. I don't have money. Now if I keep my store open another 15 minutes, I'll be able to raise the capital. Yes, you have a chiv to keep the store open because that's considered itko. If you have the ability without any hefzer involved to raise that capital, yes, you would be mechuyev to do that. Well, we're talking about a case, the Rishonim say this chilek. We're talking about a case for you to take a hefzer, to sell your items, to liquidate your assets, you know, in a fire sale at a discount and to suffer a loss. That's not considered itzka. Itzka means you have money or something that could translate into money. Something that could translate into money at a significant loss, that's not translating into money. That means you don't have money. But if you could translate something into money quickly and easily without any loss, you have that chiyuv to do so. And not only that, I should take it even a step further. The Paiskim discuss, and it might be either an inyan or a chiyuv deraisa, the shaila amongst the Paiskim, if you could borrow money, you might have a chiyuv to borrow money in order to pay your worker. That means any which way you can get money to pay your worker. You might have that chiyuv to pay your worker, and that's not considered einloy if you're capable of borrowing money. If you can go to an ATM machine, if you can get money, however you can get money, you would have that responsibility to get money in order to pay your worker.
What for all these things
that you could have considered on visa payment?
Sorry?
If you take visa, so you can insist on getting paid, you have no money, so I have visa and you're obligated to pay me.
The problem is the poel is not mechuyev to accept the visa payment.
No, but if you want.
If the poel wants, well, that's like any shavah kesef. If the poel wants and he's willing to be mavata and he's willing to take shavah kesef as well, he's willing, you know, to take your hat.
Then
there's a shaila amongst the poets. Yidiko means he does. Now you don't have the tour of Eimla. The shaila is, would you have the chiv to give the shavah kesef? The poets discuss that and say maybe now it would turn into a chiv.
The poel wants, says, I want the visa payment.
Oh, he does want the visa payment. Why is it rivet? Why? He has 3 days to pay without having rivet.
He won't be able to pay it.
Okay, so that you have to know, is that considered ain loy or yesh loy? Okay,
no,
we could, it's debatable.
There's no cash advance or line of credit. You pay from the day you take it out. So you shouldn't have to put it on...
What, on a credit card like that?
No, if you take cash advance...
Oh, yeah? Okay. Oh, yeah. So then you have to discuss, is that considered to have some ruble or... I don't know if you need to have some ruble, may I have some mood, but they say it should be something significant.
Can you insist on a visa payment? The employee...
Could
the worker wants
a visa payment and the balabai has the ability to pay the visa payment, so you're suggesting that maybe the balabai is not mechuyev to incur the fee of the late fees and the interest charges or whatever it is, that might be considered a hefset. I'm not convinced on that because the mentor might be a hefset merubah, especially if you have 30 days to raise capital. Otherwise, I'm not convinced. But I'm just showing you how vital it is. If you have only one payment, we discuss whether it's Einik Shabbos or paying your worker, you got to pay your worker. You have a shayla whether with the Chubut Rapalim, I think it is, you have a shayla to give tzedakah or to pay your worker, you got to pay your worker. There's no kunsin here. You have an obligation to pay your worker. I mean, Lahav the Lelev Adoz in America, there's a law that the first payment, let's say a guy goes bankrupt, the first people who have to be satisfied are the employees. That's like, this is the ultimate obligation on the person. You got to make sure that your employee gets paid. There's no way out. Whichever way you can do it, you would have the chiv to do it.
What's the reason why we have a point of the pay? The choice to give a point of the pay. You have to make money.
It's a shayla. Rashi said that.
If you don't have money, you have to get. That's ultimate shot. You have to go borrow or whatever.
So Chavetz Chaim is medayik from that, beautifully. The Chavetz Chaim is medayik from that. That Rashi, who said the reason why the Torah gave you noina is to give you the ability to raise capital. He said, you see, from this Rashi, that you have the chiv midoraisa to raise capital. You have the chiv midoraisa to borrow money, whatever it takes. So others say a different shot in the puzzle.
So why did you say that all of them laugh? The contract first cut. If it's going to give you specifically 12 hours to go get cash, if you don't have money, it means...
But let's say I don't have money and I don't have the ability. Let's say I don't have money, I don't have the ability unless I sell my items at a discount. So I'm taking a hesed. I'm not mechuyev to take a hesed. I'm mechuyev to be matriarch to try to raise money, but I'm not mechuyev to take a hesed. And I don't have to sell my Lexus for $10.
So this class, as opposed to other levels, doesn't require effort. Other levels, you can't give your whole.
Correct. That's what I'm suggesting to answer the Muslim Asian's kasha. His kasha is a good kasha, but I think that it's not applicable here.
I hear it all the time in the service industry that people take higher services like they don't have the money with the intention of paying or pay when they get the money. So you think that there's no...
You're not supposed to do that. The chinuch says you're not supposed to hire a worker unless you have payment available. So the Chavetz Chaim says that might be just an inyan, it might not be the chiv, because the chiv is as long as you have payment, you know, funds available at the end. If you know you're not going to have funds at the end either, you're running yourself into a problem. That's lav dafka, you're going to have this hatal. I can't say for sure, but I'm saying it's lav dafka. But there are eitzes. If you foresee that you're not going to have payment, so the shak says an eitz. The shak looking to the cotton days. He says, "I'm task a soifer, you hire a soifer, lichta vlaka, task me imoy, make up with him, shalaiti bevaltalim pulasacha. Make up with him, they don't want to be bevaltalim." What does this mean? This is a child had a taich the shak. I believe Pashup Yad is like any other Bein Adam Chavera by Mominus. You have a right to waive, depending how you say it. There's a chilek, Amnas Shaloi Tashmiteni Vishvayiz, Amnas that there's not going to be Shemitah. I say Amnas is not going to be Shemitah, then Imasa Machkosuba Terah doesn't work. There is Shemitah, Terah says there is Shemitah. But if I say I acknowledge the Shemitah, I'm asking you to waive that right, Amnas Shaloi Tashmiteni Vishvayiz, then I have a right to do that. So to here. If I say there's no Baal Talon applicable here, tough luck. There is Baal Talon. The Rebbein Shalom, you know, outvoted you. You say there's not, he says there is. But if you tell him, Amnas, that you shouldn't have the right to money without Baal Talmud means I'm telling you, you should be meichel that schus that you have about Baal Talmud. I'm not, that you're not gonna, shalei, titveini, bizmanai, whatever the lashon is, yes, then that would work. Others say he just means stamazai, he's giving you eitz hateva to make a delayed payment. Make up with him, you're always gonna pay him late. So that's it. A blank, you know, it's like Yom HaShoek, a built-in Yom HaShoek. I'm not paying you on time. That's it. I've done that in the past. You tell a guy, I'm not paying you on time. And you still try to, there's all the places, even he says, Avadi, you should try to pay him on time as much as you can. But like this, you have a way out to avoid any problem. And the chayyur, you have to know, we raised the issue before, what's going to be with the assay if you end up do paying him on time. Again, there's mashmaris of paiskim. Seemingly, you know, the easier rule is that whenever there's no love, there's no assay as well. You know, they work hand in hand. If you tell me that you made a tnai, I'm not shaloi tishmeteni, so to speak, I'm not saying not going to mund me, and you're only limited about all, so maybe you still have an essay, but you don't want to be in that position either, because if you don't pay on time, you're going to have an essay against you. It's a problem. There was a story, I don't understand the story 100%.
It's nice for you. 5 minutes before the end of the job, you realize you have money, so you say, you last 5 minutes, so you're paying this tnai.
Ah, yeah. If he's masking to change the tie, I don't know if you could force the change the tie in the middle. Okay, if he's masking. There was a story with the stipler, I don't understand the story, but there was a story with the stipler that he made up with the person who was typesetting his sefer. He made up with the person, I'm not paying you on time. And that is, he got the draft or something, and he got the malacha done, and that night he went and he paid him. And the person, it was like 11 o'clock at night, he knocked on the door and he sees the stipler at his house with payment in hand, and he says, Rebbe, but I thought we made up, you're not paying me on time. So he says, all right, but what's with the essay? That was the story. I don't rely on halachas on stories. I don't understand because, okay, you don't have the essay either. Maybe you'll have this concept of mikomakum, like the Sefer Chassidim says, mikomakum, you should pay on time. You might have a leich v'shoyiv involved, these types of things, but I'm not convinced you can have the essay either.
You'll touch on the check. You pay
yeah, the check is the third thing. It's in Mcheyo. We're going to get to it. Mamish, we're up to it. Any shilas on this thing before I go to Mcheyo? Okay.
Tonight, can you also get out of the leich v'shoyiv?
If you make it tonight that there's no leich v'shoyiv, that's fine. If you make it tonight that there's going to be a delay payment, so it should be just like Yom HaShoek, that you won't have a leich v'shoyiv either. Look,
what happens if you make the tonight that the job has to be finished a certain day and it finish 3 days later? By the time it finishes, you're still not
leich. Yeah, that we had before. If you look in Sif Gimel in Ramah, is that even though you expect him to finish during the day, if you carry it into the night, then when he finishes, that's when all the dinim.
It was at night?
Sorry?
It was at night. Not that you expect it. It was mamash at night.
Unless you tell me they didn't do a good job because he didn't do it in a timely fashion, so we can discuss maybe you should have a discount. But when he finishes, whenever the malach is completed at that point in time, Baal Talmud kicks in. Now let's go to the third thing in Mecher. Everyone wants to know what's for checks and credit cards and these things. What is a check? Let's go before any minute. Let's live in a vacuum right now. What is a check? A check is a directive. Some people it's a piece of paper, some people it's a directive, yes. It even says in the check, it says, you know, direct to, pay to the order to. It's a directive. You're instructing him, or instructing the bank, that is, that if someone shows up at the bank with this piece of paper, please release funds on my behalf. That's all it is. The bank owes you money because you deposited money by the bank, and you're telling your lawyer, should someone come to you with this authentic piece of paper, release the funds. I give you a right to release the funds and take it off the cheshbon. Now you owe me less money. So that's all it is. It's a directive. In fact, in Hebrew, a check is called a hamcha'a. It's like a mcheo, it's a shulchani. You're directing him where to pick up payment. Not me, somewhere else. Now, in that, if that's all a check is, and let's assume that's all it is, then it's not cash. And therefore, you're not going to be mekayim a mitzvah b'yom etitin skarei. And if he's not, again, without any minig, you will still be over the lav if you give him a check. That's not going to do the trick. Now, if you tell me that the check are so over l'saicha, and it could be passed from store to store to store to store, and it's just as good as money, which I'm convinced in America it's not like that. Canada, I can't tell you. Maybe in Eretz Yisrael we can damn, but you realize, just talk, like, we're talking about an employee paycheck. The paycheck is for $2,000. That was for the last 2 weeks. Bring the $2,000 check to the grocery store. You want to buy a bottle of milk? Here's a check. Give me change. I'm not convinced that's Oyvah L'Seicha anywhere. So if a check is on Oyvah L'Seicha, so it's not cash, all it is a directive. I'm telling you where to pick up money. So if everyone's masking, so that's Allahum Khayat Sushukhani. You're masking to go to the bank, pick up the check, that's the bank's my shulchani. I'm masking, the bank's masking, great, very good. But if you're not masking, Again, in absence of any minig. If you're not maskim, then I can't force that on you. But the nice is, in most times, most cases, any normal business, the minig is that you pay by check. If it's a cash business or if it's some service provided in your house, very often they might insist. Sorry? In which case? If you give a check and the minig is that you could pay by check, you will not over anything because the minig is he accepts a delay payment. But you're not going to have the last day of the Yom HaTzibun because he didn't get money. He got a piece of paper that's giving him an address where he can pick out the money. If I tell him he can pick it up from the Shulchani, am I the kind of mitzvah that say? No, okay, not. Why should he be kind of mitzvah? Let me qualify that. If he actually goes to the Shulchani and he picks up the money the same day, so he received funds the same day, then he's a mitzvah. If you give him the check and he cashed the check the same day, he went to your bank or whatever it is, and he actually got cash for it, yes, then he's a mitzvah. The Yamatit is correct. If it's in his account, then it takes time to clear. I don't know, it takes time to clear, don't you?
No, you have to carry it away. You put the money in the bank, you can take money out.
That's how it works, yeah? No, not in America. In America, you need 3 days, 5 days to clear. Otherwise, I'll take a check, $10,000, deposit it, release the funds, and then run. Okay, so again.
You get your own money when you
pay. It's impractical to pay the cash if it's $1,000, carry around $1,000.
If he's masking, again, if he's masking to take. If he's managing to take a check, or like, let's talk with the minig. In most cases, you take a check, so you're not over anything, and you're great, and you're clean. But you're not going to get the assay. Could he cash it right now?
Yeah.
So if he cashes it right now, and it's fine. If it's over last seich and it's just as good as cash, it's also fine. But if it's, sorry? I don't know if it's made out to you. You're going to go to a grocery and give that check to them. Are they going to accept that check? I don't know. Okay, if you tell me it's oiva lasek, you know, it's hard to say. If it's oiva lasek and just like cash, yes, and it's cash, and you make him a mitzvah and everything's fine, you can even force it on them, that's fine. But in absence of that, if it's the way I understand in America, then it's not cash. It's not equivalent to cash. So yes, we have a minig. Yes, you're not going to be oiva anything, but unfortunately, you're not going to be make him a mitzvah either, Pashtus. The way to be make him a mitzvah, the eitzah that they give, Rav Nissen Karelis gave this eitzah, I think you gave this eitzah, is that gives at least some portion in cash, so at least you'll have some mitzvah involved. You'll get a BMW discard, give one shove of proof, give a nickel in cash, give a dollar in cash, give something in cash, chutz you're going to get the mitzvah. You won't get the mitzvah on everything, but you'll have a mitzvah involved, because by giving by a check alone, the Rav Nissen, you're not going to claim a mitzvah to say.
So only if he goes and cashes the check that day, in the time of the discussion.
That day means that Oyna period means before sunset or whatever it is, correct? Paid Friday, so if he goes and cashes it Friday, then you're fine. If he doesn't cash it Friday, you're also fine. You aren't over anything. Everything's fine, but you lost the mitzvah.
You are the time that if he cashes the check before the sunset.
Correct.
So would direct deposit be better?
Someone's asked me that, Kranda. A direct deposit. Very often you have the employees who put the wire the money right into the account. I could hear that that's better. I could hear that that's better. It means he already has the funds readily available. If he has it available, he can go and get it from the bank, so it's already on his account. Now I just created a loiva owing you money. I could hear that that's better. I'm not convinced, but I can hear that that's better.
His money is in his reshut. But direct deposit,
that's okay. What's really is the money is in a loiva's hand to pay him. That's really what it is.
If you have
a bank account, contrary to popular belief, they call it a deposit because they want to make it sound safe. You know, like life insurance is really death insurance. You know, it's the way how you market something. So it's the way, right? It's just a deposit is not a deposit. It's not a pecozin. What it really is you lend the bank money. They owe you money. Your money is not sitting in their safe just waiting to collect dust and cobwebs.
Now it's worth that amount of money.
Sorry?
The debit card of that employee is worth at least that amount of money.
He can get the money. I'm asking he can get the money whenever he wants, and he can go. Correct. I'm asking he can go to the loiva whenever he wants, and that's why I got to think that it's probably better. I got to think it's better. But if you want to know, am I convinced? I'm not 100% sure, because still he never received the money. It was deposited by. Let me just talk taxes. You're my employee, I want to pay you money, so instead of paying you money, I go over to Reuven and I say, Reuven, here's money, and now you owe this person money. Right? Now, I just created a card. Now, someone is your about card. Someone owes you money. You still didn't see the money. And let's say this guy has, he's a man of means and he'll pay you whenever you want. You still didn't see cash, right? You still didn't see the money. So is that considered a kima of the SA? That's basically what you're doing. I'm putting money in, depositing in your account by a bank who owes this person money. It's a, to his credit. Now he owes money. So he can go to the bank and take it out of ATM machine or whatever it is, whenever he wants. True. But he still didn't receive payments. I'm not convinced, but it's where you're talking, it's better. If you want to get the SA, like Ata Teva, just put in cash.
A worker does a job. I said, you want to get cash, but so don't pay me cash. But come the last day, finish the job. I don't
want
cash from you. Do you mind taking a check?
Is he masking or not?
He's masking then.
If he's masking to take your check, then you have no problem. Because then he's moichel. He's moichel. You won't mekayim anything.
No, we don't want
it. But he was moichel. But if you give him shove a cash is even better than the check in a way, because at least he has value in his hands already. But still, if...
I mean, there's certain, if it's over, let's
discuss. Okay, so we can discuss. But even shove a cat, if you're not making anything. Sorry? If he was not masking, you are over. We discussed before, what happens if you have a large bill? You owe money and you don't have change. A partial payment gets a mitzvah say on, it's a good point, I should really discuss this now. A partial payment, let's say you owe an employee $100 and you pay him $50. On $50 you make a mitzvah, on the other $50 you owe a lot. That's what the bottom line means. Every dollar you give him, I can't tell you, every payment or every penny or every pruta, on that chelik you makayim a mitzvah, on the outstanding chelik you're over 11 and not say. What the Eitzer of Nissen gave was, if you're paying by check, you better not over anything, but you have an opportunity. Why squander the opportunity? You have an opportunity to be makayim a mitzvah. Say, if I give you an opportunity to make it sukkah today and shake dollar minim, you can say, no, I'd rather wait for sukkah. You have an opportunity right now to be makayim a mitzvah. Say, so chutz have something, so give a dollar, give something to be makayim a mitzvah. Say, and every paycheck add a little bit of cash. That was his data. I'm not saying it's a practical data, depending on how your business is run, but that was the data, at least to kaparai and a mitzvah. But you should know, per dollar, you're not going to get the mitzvah on the whole payment. You didn't do the whole payment in cash, but on the chelik that you did, you're going to get a mitzvah. That
only if you hired that employee.
Sorry?
Correct.
If you don't have any other attend, yes. If you want to get out with your workers, anyway, the meaning is...
If you want the assay with this dollar or nickel or whatever...
Correct, If you want the assay, you have to make sure to hire him directly and that he wants payment, because if he doesn't want payment, there's a shadow amongst the person who's making an assay. One could argue, but...
How do you want payment?
Sorry?
How do
you
want payment?
Oh, yeah.
Can you make it tonight that if you work something
for
some reason that you don't get paid in
a
time, then you're
welcome? Okay, I didn't see this anywhere, and I always wanted to say that. I don't have a raya, is that why can't we make it tonight sort of thing, on the whole thing? We'll see. If I pay on time, I want the halakha to apply. And if I don't pay on time, I want you to tell me right now that I'm not, that there's not going to be baltolin, that you're not going to mum baltolin on the union. Why can't, and we're going with my fray, what happens? I didn't see anyone that's a cause of it. And l'chay, that should have been the best eight to pass on. You see, the Amoraim didn't do that. The Amoraim ran to do a shliach, they ran to do other eights. If this eight would work, they should have this eight. But it's not such a raya, but I'm just... He's not masking. Okay, I'm paying by shliach. He just doesn't know that.
What was the
shock? The shock was a blanket thing. I'm telling you, tonight I'm paying you, I'm giving you a delayed payment. So then I'll lose everything. He wants to, you know, have the cake and eat it. If it's a delayed payment, the tonight's cop. If it's the payment's on time, then no, then I want to pay you on time. It means he's trying to live in both worlds.
Well, he wants to. He came that night at 11 o'clock
about to
pay.
Five, you mean?
He made it tonight.
Oh, maybe he made that tonight. Yeah, it didn't sound like the Pearl knew about that, but I hear. Oh, yeah. Now, let's say, I mentioned it before, but because I didn't mention it again, if you have money, you have a large bill, you don't have any small denominations, and you want to push it off, oh, I'll pay you tomorrow, unless you get a mechila b'leiv shalem, you shouldn't do that. You should pay the larger bill and have him owe you the money. If he doesn't want to owe you the money, so because inside, I'll borrow money back from you, no problem. And I'll owe you the same amount, but now I owe you a b'tayris koyd, and not b'tayris schiris, and now I was mekayim that say, I don't have a problem with the loy that say. The Zohar just tells you, Neitz HaTevik HaMashmalon, he says, don't play with fire, you're risking your life. He says, when a person says, oh yeah, okay, pay you tomorrow, yeah, no problem, pay me tomorrow, so the Zohar, no, pay him today. Don't If he's not mercy, you belay. I mean, he doesn't explain exactly why. But he's saying you're risking your life by making a delayed payment, even if he's masking to pay tomorrow. My only thing is because maybe Tif, the Levi, he's not really masking. And therefore, he says, better pay him now. If he wants to give it back to you, ask to borrow money back. But make sure you make that payment. And it's a good idea anyway, because you're not kind of a mitzvah to say. But don't play with these things.
If you owe him $100, and you give him $1,000 bill to get his home, does it mean that he got lost his dinner show? Is it maybe you, because he may not come back to the next day for the dinner time?
The Gemara and Shabbos. So notice mentioned the Gemara and Shabbos as well. Yes, the mice over there. The person discussed exactly what went on in that Gemara of why he was able not to have sell his assets and he spent the money. They discussed it. The Chavos Chaim addressed it. The other people addressed it. Had to hold off on that.
A
man and wife is not considered head of a shliach. You're Isha Kaguva and it's just like you, and therefore you're going to have to pay. Again, if they're masking, it's Belay Shalom to Mikka, then you're fine. But the Zohar says you should not do this, you should try to pay anyway.
An employee who has a family, fine, but Jacob said, she won't spend the night anyway, she's going home.
I know, but you still, first of all, you had the opportunity of the mitzvah, so you just lost the mitzvah. And you want to know if you had the lav and the seif, that will depend on if you get a mechila, maybe you still have an idea you're supposed to give it, and a kanami, but you saw it, you should try to get every assay you could possibly get.
In the case of the yeshiva, which doesn't have the fund payroll, could it give the check to the
rebellion
and ask them to lend it back to
Sarah's wife? Yeah, but the checks,
again,
checks you're not
making a mitzvah. I know,
you can just not be at the law by getting him to be Mechiz Tamazin. But in a crime, if you want to give a post-dated check, they say you can't force on the player a post-dated check, so that won't work there. If they're asking to play along with you, they're asking to accept payment, there are gratis some who want to say that, you know, the problem is good for that ticket, that if you know that the employer never pays on time, you know that the yeshivas are always late in payroll, so that goofer could be a heter, because that could be like it says, if I know that they never have funds on time, or usually they don't have funds on time, so the whole dynamics of Bartola never came into about in the first place.
This week, as an example, most companies, many were open yesterday, on Wednesday, for the day before today, for a little bit, they're all closed today.
Tomorrow?
Pay the extortion.
Okay.
You paid the employee yesterday with a post-dated check. For Thursday, every Thursday thing. That's allowed?
Again.
You want to go to the bank that day.
Well, what's the minute? When you have a holiday on Thursday, what's the minute? You pay Wednesday, you pay Friday? What's the understanding? If there's no minig, so as long as I give him money on Thursday and a check is fine, I don't know if the minig is that the check has to be cashable on Thursday, that I don't know. But again, you're not even carrying many mitzvahs anyway. It's a check. Of your oivim. I know, you have to tell me what the minig is. If the minig is to accept such a check, then you're not oivim. If you don't have such a minig, then you can have a problem, unless he's masking. The only thing is, that, let me just point out, is that if you're paying for the week, and the week ends on Friday, so we had, before we mentioned, anyway, there's no dinner batal until the end of the week. So even though you made up to pay earlier, like we said, by a house, you always, or a babysitter, or a playgroup, I pay always at the beginning of the month, yes, you have a chiz to pay at the beginning of the month, but no, you won't have a batal until the end of the month, because ends chiz mishalem et alav b'saif. So if it's a monthly, you know, structured monthly, that was the unit, so it's at the end of the month. If it's weekly, it's the end of the week.
What about paying with vouchers, like yeshiva dollars, or food stamps, or anything?
I'm not familiar with it, but all I can tell you, if it's over the cycle, then that's cash. It's not over the cycle, then
it's... like a list of 100 places to take. Groceries,
can't take to their car.
I don't know. I hear the shayla.
Because yeshiva gives it out to people.
Is that considered over the cycle? I don't know. Yeshiva doesn't, can't really coin, you know, mint money. I don't know how that works, but...
The bill that's received in the mail... let's say the account is still
good.
You get it like $1,000 from Pfeiffer this morning. You have to run with cash with Pfeiffer before the sunset.
No, again, if the bill in the mail comes late. If the bill in the mail comes late, we already said you don't have any of the lavim or the assay of the raisa. The bill comes late. Usually the bills don't come at the time that the malacha was finished. But if it comes late, you'll have a late for sure. But yes, theoretically, if it's late, no, because it's... If it's by the yain,
or the plumber's bill, the plumber, he did his job.
He did his job that day?
No, so a day or two later, you already don't have the lava there saved. It's already a day or two later, you don't have the problem. The halakha is only when it comes that day. So that's not a problem. But again, theoretically, yes, you should be paying on time, even if it comes late, either the leich v'shoiv, but whatever is considered, he has the shal also, whatever considered the norm.
So the employee is paid by the week. Are you entitled to this say by paying him?
On the day the week ends. I mean, if the week ends on Friday, if you pay him on that Friday, yes, you will be mitzvah and mitzvah zaseh. Sorry? If he bills him later, so it means he's billing him, so by the time you get the bill, the service was already completed yesterday, so that's it. The opportunity for that say was finished, the lab is finished. Okay, let me just finish, and I will take questions afterwards, because basically we're at the end. Yud Aleph is Dini Tzachish and Nishba V'Neitan Uzbar V'Sim Pei Tes, which is not here. Basically, we covered this thing about Tol, and you see how prevalent it is. It's Negea Keseda, I mean, he so mentioned about a Batkin, you know, a Chasen, it's late at night, and your eyes are bleary, and it's 2 in the morning, especially if there's a Mitzvah time, and you don't know what's going on, or the caterer now calls into the room. Yes, you have a chiv to pay if it's a service provider. Caterer, you can dan, maybe it's a mekogamemki, he's selling you the food, I don't know, or maybe there's a service as well. But a batkin zikr provided a service, the singer, the band, whatever it is, you have a mitzvah, the emet tzuskari is then. We see if you look, if you keep your eyes open, you're going to see this come out every single day. You are going to have an opportunity to be mekayim a mitzvah say, and chulila be in a position to be over alav. Just keep in mind that if you're dealing with the rest, like we started off with, mitzvah strikas kavana perhaps, and if you just give it a little thought, stop, think, and give it, with that you mekayim a mitzvah deraisa. Shkoyev.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.